Mike, it's Wednesday. Lions are on the field for the first time, getting ready for Sunday's game in Minnesota. I think we both probably didn't expect to see Calvin Johnson out there. We didn't.
Right.
You concerned with that at all?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because, you know, practice is important, and it's not like it's the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season and he's going to have to manage an injury. He's going to have to manage it for 8 weeks, 9 weeks, really, because he started last week. So, yeah, I think it's something to worry about. I don't think he'll lose a lot of conditioning. He'll lose some, but it's a pain management issue. It's a mobility issue. And then if this goes on for 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 weeks, then you'll see, you know, you'll see some degrading in all of it. But great player. You saw the influence he had last week against Jacksonville, and he's going to play. That's the way it is. It's life in the National Football
League. You know, he missed all of practice last week, still had 7 catches in this game, 129 yards, affected the game. Didn't get into the end zone, was tackled on the 1 yard line.
On the 1 yard line.
Fifth time he's been tackled on the 2 yard line or the 1 yard line
right.
This year. But, you know, I think you're right. It's just something he's going to have to manage. And I think if there's anyone who can, it's him. He's on pace for 96 catches, over 1,500 yards.
If he reaches, bad season, right?
Yeah.
If he reaches, what's wrong with Calvin Johnson?
If he reaches 95 and 1,500, he'll be the only. He'll join Marvin Harrison and Andre Johnson as the only people to do it in back-to-back seasons. So, you know, here's a guy, like I said, he affects the game. He's going to get his catches. At 75%, I'd want him maybe over 99% of the league. So I think you're right. Manage it. Probably not going to see a lot of him at practice, but he'll still affect the game.
I mean, if the Lions play, let's say you have 65 offensive plays, he'll play 55 or 58 or something like that. And really, I like the way Broyles, I think Ryan Broyles has become the number two receiver. Maybe not the way it's the formation and all that, but he has really developed and moved on quickly to become a very, very good receiver. You'll see, you know, Tony Scheffler came up a little bit last week against Jacksonville, and I think Brandon Pettigrew. Can a tight end have a good game with only one catch? Yeah. Pettigrew had that last week at Jacksonville. He was a howitzer as a run blocker.
And if it's a key third down.
And it's a key third down, absolutely.